Shalom and welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Brachos Mem, Brachos 40a, pagination page 79, starting from the very top of the page. We're dealing with cases of hefsek, of separation between the bracha and the actual eating. And according to the halacha, a person is supposed to refrain from separation such as that, both in shesika, in quiet, in just waiting unnecessarily, and especially in speaking between the bracha and the mitzvah, or the bracha and the eating. In this case, the Gemara is going to give illustrations of cases where a person spoke, which is the big no-no, but they spoke in something that's related to the meal, and therefore it was not considered a hefsek. It's noteworthy, the poskim mention, that even if a person interrupts in Hebrew, that doesn't help us. If it's an interruption, it's an interruption in any language, and likewise, if it's something that's acceptable because it was necessary for the meal, it would be acceptable in any language. Amar Rav, Rav said, Tol Baruch, Tol Baruch. As Rashi explains, if the person was distributing the bread from the Hamotzi, and he said, take Baruch from the piece that I recited the bracha on, Eino Tzarech Levarich, he would not have to recite another bracha again, because even though he could theoretically eat his own piece before he gets involved in the distribution, but the fact is that the distribution is part of the tzorchei achila, it's part of the suda, part of the meal, and it's not considered a hefsek. Havei melach, havei lifton, but if a person said, bring some salt, bring some relish to dip the bread into, the first opinion says, tzorech levarech, you would have to recite another bracha because that's considered a hefsek. V'Rabbi Yechanan Omar, afilu haviyu melech haviyu lifton, nami ein tzorech levarech. Rabbi Yechanan maintains that even that is considered a tzorech su'uda because you're enhancing the bread and you're doing it right, dipping it into the salt, and it would not require a second bracha. In advanced analysis over here, it's interesting to note that according to Rav, being concerned with the eating of another person is considered a need for the meal, whereas he argues when it says bring salt and does not consider that a need for the meal, even though Rabbi Yechanan is the dissenting opinion which we follow and says that asking for salt is considered a tzorech achila. But again, in advanced analysis here, it is interesting that the needs for another person are considered more tzorech achila and more readily justifiable than asking for salt, which was debated, even if we paskin leniently, but it was a debate. The Gemara continues and gives another case of an interruption which is acceptable. Govil litori, mix the food for the oxen, in other words, give the animals to eat. Tzorech levarech, he would have to make a new bracha because that's an interruption. V'Rav Sheshes Amar, and Rav Sheshes says, and this is how we rule, afilu govil litori nami ein tzorech levarech. You would not have to recite a new bracha because it's a tzorech su'uda to take care of the animals before you taste is necessary. So if the guy made the bracha and realized that he forgot to feed the animals, so before he can eat, he tells the people, quickly, give the animals to eat so that I can eat the food. To Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, because Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Osir la'odam shayocha kodam shayitin ma'achol lebehemto, a person is not allowed to eat until he feeds his animals. If there's an animal that's relying on you for its food, you have to feed the animal first before you're allowed to eat. Shene'emar, as the pasuk says, "V'nasati eiseh besadcha levehemtecha v'yahadar v'achalta v'savata." The pasuk in Shema talks about giving food to the animals, and then you, the human, are able to eat. So the animals have to come first. The poskim rule that that's not true regarding drink. So a person would be allowed to have a drink before feeding the animals, and the famous source for that is Rivka, who's recorded in the Torah being very clear that she's going to give drink to Eliezer, and afterwards, v'gam ligamalecha ashke, also to the animals I'll give drink, but drink goes first to a human being. But again, getting back to the Gemara, if it's food, you're not allowed to even taste before feeding the animals. Now you'll notice in the left-hand margin, it's hard to notice it exactly, but opposite this discussion of not eating before you give food to the animal, the citation over here in the margin, in brackets, and it's hard to see because all the other citations, side notes of the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch are also in that column, but you should be able to pick it up. It's in brackets, Begitin Isa, that you should word this statement as Sheyit Om Klom, not to taste anything. Not that it's prohibited to eat anything, but rather that it's prohibited to taste anything before giving food to the animals. What's the difference? The difference really would be if this person who made hamotzi has a solution. Because if it's only a prohibition not to eat, the term eat in halachic terminology refers to a substantial amount. Whereas sheyit'om, to taste, means even a minimal amount. You're not allowed to even taste. And this person theoretically would have a solution if it was permitted to taste and not to eat, in that he made his hamotzi, he could have a taste of the bread, and like this, it's not an interruption between the bracha and the eating, and then he can go ahead and give the directive, or personally go and feed the animals before he continues his meal. But if you hold that the wording here is sheyitom, that it's forbidden even to taste things, so then we really understand what the discussion here was, that it was necessary, tzorech se'uda, literally a need for him in order to proceed with his meal, he literally had to feed the animals because it's prohibited sheyitom, even to taste, and that's how it's brought in halacha, even to taste. Just as an aside, that's a very important observation. We find many mitzvahs that you're not allowed to eat before you do them. But if you look carefully, especially like in the Mishnah Berurah, you'll see, but you're allowed to taste fruit, vegetables, meat, cheese. There are things that you're still allowed to have before you do the mitzvah. And if a person's in a situation where he can't do the mitzvah yet and he's really starving, so to speak, he would be allowed to take that snack in order to tide him over. Whereas by other mitzvahs, it says the word sheyit'om, that you're not allowed to even taste something. Kiddush Shabbos morning, for example, Simen Resh Peites, the way it's written is that once the mitzvah of Kiddush starts, usher sheyit'om, you're not allowed to taste anything. And that's an important nuance to be aware of whenever you study Gemara Halacha, to pay attention very carefully to the wording, not just in a general sense, oh, so it means not to eat, but exactly what level of prohibition was being described. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.